On May 15, 1947, Roscoe Chapman saved a co-worker dangling from the top of a 260-foot smokestack.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Chapman and Samuel Hopkins were painting the 18-foot diameter, steel-clad chimney above a heating plant in downtown Pittsburgh, working in bosun's chairs hanging from the top of the stack. Returning from lunch, Hopkins swung into his chair when a strap snapped and his seat dropped away. Though one glove had wet paint on it, Hopkins managed to grab broken strap ends and hang on. Circling around the stack's top, Chapman climbed down the work ladder. Bracing one foot on its lowest rung, he hooked his other leg over a higher rung and, holding on to a third rung, reached down and grabbed Hopkins' wrist. Then Chapman let go of the ladder and pulled off Hopkins' wet glove so he could get a better grip on the strap. By shifting and lifting, Chapman hauled Hopkins up to where he could grab the ladder and climb to safety. Though suffering from shock and back strains, Hopkins recovered completely, thankful that Chapman had what it takes to be a hero.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero, visit carnegiehero.org.
I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.